We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, welcome to the Paul Christ Radio Show, brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Johnsonville, a family-owned Wisconsin-based company and a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics, served with pride since 1945. Your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
We welcome you to the Paul Christ Show. After a bye week, the Badgers are back at it. 10 straight games here in this regular season lies ahead for the Badgers, beginning this Saturday down at Soldier Field in Chicago, as for the first time since 1964. The Badgers will face Notre Dame on a football field. Of course, they were going to play last year at Lambeau, but with COVID, it was conference schedule only, as you are well aware. That game has been rescheduled a few years down the road, but this one is on the docket and will be played as scheduled on Saturday down in Chicago. Our coverage will start at 9 a.m., kickoff set for 11:05 Central for the Badgers and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Quick review, Badgers one up and one down through the first 2 weeks. A coulda-shoulda game to open this season against Penn State, but a bounce back against Eastern Michigan a couple of weeks ago. The Irish have had three hard-fought games, overtime to win in Tallahassee against Florida State, a last-minute touchdown pass from Jack Cohn to Michael Mayer to defeat Toledo, and then they pulled away in the fourth quarter last week in South Bend as Notre Dame defeated Big Ten opponent the Purdue Boilermakers. So another Big Ten opponent in store for the Irish, and a tough non-conference matchup, a long-awaited matchup for the Badgers against the Irish on Saturday. We'll hear from the head coach, Paul Christ. We'll also check in with outside linebacker Noah Burks and our weekly conversation with color analyst Mike Lucas. That's all coming up. We'll get things started with the head coach in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
They come from the basketball court and the yoga studio, from the fairway, the football field, and the five-mile running loop. They come to UW Sports Medicine, not only for injury treatment and prevention, but for programs designed to make everyday athletes better athletes. After all, it's home to some of the best doctors, physical therapists, and athletic trainers around. Call UW Health Sports Medicine to take your game to the next level. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bumper to Bumper is a Midwest-based company where we are committed to the values of honesty and integrity in all of our transactions. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Bumper to Bumper auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of national name brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Thank you for shopping at Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
What's next for you? A new car? A new house? A vacation? At Alliant Energy, we're planning what's next for your energy by adding more renewable energy sources, embracing new technology, building stronger communities, and providing you with more options. We're not just powering homes and businesses. We're powering what's next for you. Learn more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringwhatsnext.
40,000 students jumping around in a sea of red. That's what you call a proud Badger tradition. 44 years as America's best-selling truck. That's what you call a proud F-Series tradition. Our newest F-150 does that tradition proud, with purpose-built productivity across every inch. Built proud to keep Badgers jumping around for generations to come. Make an F-150 yours by jumping on into your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Claim based on 1977 to 2020 CY total sales.
Good Foods Group is celebrating the Wisconsin Badgers football season by continuing the Sack Hunger campaign, making a contribution to Brighter Bites for each sack by the Badgers. As a family-owned and Wisconsin-based company, Good Foods uses fresh ingredients to make delicious guacamole, salsa, and dips. You can sack hunger with game day goodness by picking up Good Foods guacs made with perfectly ripe, hand-scooped avocados at your local Target, Pick and Save, or via Instacart, or online at shop.goodfoods.com.
This is the Paul Chris Show as the Badgers get ready for Saturday's matchup against Notre Dame, Soldier Field in Chicago. Badgers played there 10 years ago against Northern Illinois. This is obviously very highly anticipated. There is a Captain Obvious statement. I was talking with Noah Burks, Paul, earlier in the week and asked him, I said, boy, it seems early for a bye. And he says it was. He said, one of the main things that they try to do is, like, you get your rest, you get your work in, but keep your edge.
Right.
I thought that was interesting. I would imagine that was a theme. Right, stay, keep that edge as best you can here while still getting off your feet when you can.
Yeah, and that, I think no matter when the bye comes, that's kind of the how you have to approach them. And certainly, you've got to take advantage of there is an obvious break in the schedule. And so, you knowing that you're gonna, for us this year, you're gonna have a 10-game stretch. You know, you've got to do some things to kind of maybe take advantage of a little bit different schedule. And yet, absolutely, I mean, you're just starting to get into the rhythm of it. And I think part of the rhythm is where you have and play with an edge, and even just the way you prepare. And so I think that the guys, especially, you know, like Noah is a great example. You know, the guys have been through it. You know, did a good job, I think, of kind of when it was time to go, they were going and kind of validating what he's saying is that you do have to have an edge anytime you go with this. You can't just go through the motions. And I think that's when we talk about having an edge, it's there's a distinct purpose to it, and there's an energy and a focus to it. And I thought a lot of the guys did that.
It's all of two games in, but as you as a staff take a look, what have you liked and what do you say, hey, this needs to get better?
Yeah, I think that, certainly, you know, defensively, I've liked how we're playing as a group, you know, and I think the thing that you'd like to improve upon is, you know, a couple of those big explosives, and a couple of them were really as much of a communication as it was just flat out getting beat on a play, you know. But I've liked the way that we've played so far against the run. I've liked the, kind of the way we've progressed, you know, particularly in the front seven. You know, we had a couple, you know, it was good to see Isaiah Mullins-Bale step up, and it got go. You know, we got now a chance to get Leo back, you know, so I think that feel good there. And certainly we've got a lot of experience in the back end, and like a lot, the way they've been approaching, I think there's just a couple things that you want to kind of clean up, but kind of like how they've started this season, you know. Offensively, you know, I've liked how we've been able to run the football. I think at times we've been good in the passing game, but the thing that you got to correct more than anything is the, you know, Coach Obvious. You know, it's when you get in the red zone, you've got to be able to take advantage of the opportunities to score points, and certainly protecting the football will be the number one thing that you've got to clean up. I mean, too many empty possessions down there. You're not even getting field goals, and, you know, that costs you, it costs you one game, certainly, and you know, showed up early in the second game. So that's something that, you know, you've got to address, and not just address. I mean, everyone knew and knows about it, but, okay, you got to go a little bit deeper. What is causing those things, and what can we do to prevent that from happening again? And so I think that, you know, the way the games have kind of played out, certainly the Eastern Michigan game, you know, we were running the ball pretty efficiently and effectively. You know, we weren't necessarily the passing game. We had some, you know, some good plays in it. But, you know, I think as you go through the season, and certainly I anticipate this week, you're going to need to be good both running the ball and throwing the ball. And, you know, our special teams has been, you know, I think our specialists have been good to this point. You know, the long snapper, you know, Pete Bowden, and, you know, Boo and Colin, and then you got the core group. I think, you know, you got a number of guys that are kind of getting their first real time in that. You know, some young guys we think can continue to grow and develop there. That's, we've liked that. And then as you go, and you know this, as you go through the season, and that's the one that gets affected the most. You know, if one guy is down, you know, Leo was out, and so Mike Mascalunas was guys on all four special teams. All of a sudden, now he's only on one because he's playing more snaps defensively. So there's always a lot of juggling going on there. But I like the way they've approached it, and so we've just got to take kind of the lessons that are learned, good and bad, from games one and two, and hopefully, you know, we took advantage of the bye week and kind of work on and clean some of that up. But now we got to put it to the task, and you know what, it feels like it's been a long time since we played, and looking forward to getting back and going.
I want to ask you about Leo Chanel in a couple minutes, but we were talking with Chesma Lucy after the game against Eastern Michigan. He was mad at himself. He had that long run in that opening series. He was mad that he got caught and said, you know what, I got to do a better job of stretching pregame, you know, the preparation. And it's a reminder, I guess, for all of us, and we have the luxury of looking at it this way as observers, not as a coach, saying this is an adjustment. He's a veteran, quote unquote, but a young guy who's in a different role from what he had at Clemson.
I think that's as much as anything. It's a different role, and so he's been around and has an understanding, but to really internalize it and put it into action. And, you know, you can talk about, all right, what it's like to be sore, but how do I handle that? And I thought, you know, that was one that was kind of fun to see Jonathan Taylor go through, you know, as a freshman. He did a great job of kind of learning and taking note of it and trying to be real proactive. And I think every guy, you know, that really ends up being what you want them to be, they have to internalize it. You know, each guy's a little bit different. It's going to affect them slightly different. And they ask good questions and find out, but they got to find kind of the best way for them to stay sharp, whether that's physically staying sharp or being as healthy as you can, whether that's mentally doing it. You know, there's a lot of things that guys work through, and you try to help them, and you try to guide them, and you try to give them examples, and yet I think there's also a personal part of it that you got to try to find that right balance.
Yeah, it's interesting. I remind myself, Chesma Lucy, his career high for carries in his 2 years at Clemson, career high carries in a game was 8. He is blown by that in each of the first two games here for the Badgers, but off to a very, very good start. We'll take a break. We'll have more with head coach Paul Christ in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Yes, it's the sound of bacon sizzling. Good start for this radio ad, huh? Only this isn't a bacon ad. This is a sausage ad. For Johnsonville sausage strips. Strips of sausage in amazing flavors like maple and chorizo. So now, your BLT just became an SLT. And your bacon cheeseburger just became a chorizo cheeseburger. Blowing your mind yet? Find Johnsonville sausage strips by the bacon. Even though they're sausage.
Whoa. WEA member benefits. WEAC and the Wisconsin Badgers are teaming up all season long to showcase and thank Wisconsin's public school educators and staff for the great work they do in our communities, improving public education and the lives of our students. Badger fans can submit nominations for our outstanding educators at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. WEAC, we teach, we inspire. And WEA member benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Badger fans, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Pizza. The fall football feast was invented with Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizzas in mind. Friends over, the game on, and a load of Brewpub Pizza deliciousness is in the oven. So much award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, premium meat and veggie toppings over a bold, dynamic sauce. Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizzas are a favorite across the board. Whatever the day, whatever the meal, you can't go wrong with a Brewpub Pizza. Check us out at your local grocery store and on social media at Brewpub Pizza. Brewpub Pizza, the ingredients for a great time.
40,000 students jumping around in a sea of red. That's what you call a proud Badger tradition. 44 years as America's best-selling truck. That's what you call a proud F-Series tradition. Our newest F-150 does that tradition proud, with purpose-built productivity across every inch. Built proud to keep Badgers jumping around for generations to come. Make an F-150 yours by jumping on into your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Claim based on 1977 to 2020 CY total sales.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents, ready when you are.
We continue with the Paul Chryst Show. It's the Badgers and Notre Dame on Saturday. 11 o'clock is the kick. Our coverage will start bright and early at 9 a.m. from Soldier Field. Flip to the defense, Paul, a couple minutes ago you mentioned Leo Chanel, and I would imagine if there's somebody who could probably just run from Madison to Chicago to play, it would be Leo. Gets his first time out there. Let's backtrack to camp, fall camp. I mean, he's already made a lot of people impressed with how he played a season ago, how his career has gone. What have you seen from him and the progression from training camp to now? And do you have to tell him, hey, you know, be aggressive, but be smart, because he's probably chomping at the bit to get there on Saturday?
There's no question that he's chomping at the bit and had a tremendous fall camp for us. And the thing that I've appreciated, I think everyone on this team appreciates from Leo, is every day the approach that he takes. And he's going to bring energy, and he loves playing the game. And when he gets between those lines, it's one speed, and he's going all out. And I don't think you're ever going to – you would never want to try to slow him down. You would never want to try to temper him back. And yet I think that he's also part of maturity, part of growing up. And I think he's to the point now where he truly is a confident player and has enough experience under him. He knows how to play, and I think he and Jack do a nice job of playing off of each other. But I'm excited to get him back. I think we all are excited to get him back, and certainly no one's more excited than Leo. He loves playing the game, and it'll be good to have him back in the fold.
We talk about position groups through the years here, and certainly outside linebacker has been really good for the Badgers. We can't forget about the – you've had a lot of pretty good inside backers, not to mention the group you have now. The Badgers have been a little bit blessed in that regard.
We really have, and it's and we feel real fortunate with the group that we have right now. But you look back at it, and it's been absolutely that. It's been impressive, and it's been fun to see. And I think this is it with all the positions, that when you kind of get on a run with it. And I think a big part of that is that they see, the younger ones see what it takes to be playing at that high level. And I think they see
the work and the preparation that goes into it. I also think they see what's achievable, you know, and I think, you know, Jack Sanborn was young when Ryan Connolly and kind of saw that, and certainly both those guys have been around Chris Orr, and Ryan and Chris were around Sitch, and, you know, TJ Edwards, they all were around. And so you're talking about, it's kind of that gift that keeps on giving, and they learn, and the guys are smart, and they kind of pick up from each other. And so I think that's where you see it. There's kind of becomes those trends, and you have it at different positions at different times, but certainly I think we're having it right now in the inside linebacker and the outside linebacker groups.
It's when you mention those names, either current or recent past, the first thing that comes to my mind is how much they love the game, too. And I know that sounds like, well, you would hope so, but these guys, I remember talking to TJ, it was after a bowl practice, and he said he was so thrilled because you guys actually were playing football. You scrimmaged. I mean, you know, it sounds like, oh, of course they are, you know, of course they love the game. Well, I mean, some love it more than others, but those guys you just mentioned, they live for this stuff.
I think that's what makes, you know, that is a difference, and I think separates players. And I think at some point everyone enjoys playing football, but there are some, when you say flat out love the game, I think that speaks to a different group, and it's not everyone. You wish it were, but it's really not everyone. And I think what we're saying is they love everything that goes with it. They love the grind that's involved in being, all right, a great player. They love the stress and the preparation. But most of all, they love the moments, and because they can trust the work that they've put in, and they just go out and play. And I think they trust themselves, and they trust the techniques enough to where they just go out and play the game. And I think that's what separates really your top level players from your good players. And I think that's where we've got it right now. And you know, we're talking about the inside linebackers. I think Jack and Leo absolutely love playing the game. They love game day. They love competing. But you could go anytime, anywhere, and if we're between the lines, they're going to enjoy it, and they're going to have fun playing.
So you mentioned those two guys now with Leo and Jack. I think of Chris Orr, chat I had with him. It was before one of his last games and what he liked most. And he started to say, well, you know, the preparation, studying the opponent. And then he stopped himself. He said, no, I really like the fact that we could be really physical playing this game, and yeah. I love being out there. He was honest.
He's exactly honest. It was good having him back, and it's the same thing. Why is Jack Sitch, you know, as he's trying to kind of transition maybe or stay active, and he gets a call, why is he here? He loves the game, you know, and it's infectious. And, you know, we've kind of talked about that there is something like that passion, that love for it, the appreciation for being able to play, and that is an infectious feeling. And that's what you appreciate from either a coach, or you'd want your teammates to appreciate, because you see that, you know, when those guys go out. We've got a couple other guys that really stand out to me. When they're out there playing, they're out there playing, and how can you not take note of that? And that needs to affect you.
I don't know, when Jack is done, when Sitchy is done, whenever that might be, he looks like a coach out there. He just, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but he looks like a coach, doesn't he?
He is. I've always thought that about him. Mm-hmm. And he is. I've admired him from the very first time I was able to really be around him and kind of understand really who and what he's all about. And I think no matter what he does, you know, I for his sake, I hope he continues and gets another opportunity and can play as long as he can. It was interesting talking to him. You know, every team that he's been a chance to be in a camp with, he's made it. And I think because they realize, and it goes back to, You can't have it, and it sounds probably crazy to people listening, maybe, but you can't have enough guys that love playing the game. And I think that, and that's, we're talking about a different level of it, but he is one of those. And I think that's where I thought, shoot, when he's done playing, he'd be a tremendous coach. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of these guys would be, you know what I mean? And yet I think they're smart enough, and they do enough other stuff that they could be successful in whatever they do.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll focus on the Irish here in our remaining minutes with the Badgers head coach. Paul Chris Show continues in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
A super team, an all-star lineup, the most talented roster imaginable. No, we're not talking about sports. We're talking about the world-renowned doctors at the UW Carbone Cancer Center. It is here where the innovative cancer treatments and procedures of tomorrow are being performed today. It's no wonder that UW Health is often the first choice when it comes to second opinions. Visit uwhealth.org to learn more. UW Health. Remarkable.
Badger fans, Matt LePay here for All Energy Solar. Nothing compares to the energy surrounding the start of Badgers football season, except for saving money on your home energy bills. Get in the game with All Energy Solar and get your energy-efficient system installed to take advantage of 2021 solar incentives. Going with All Energy Solar means no more renting your power from the utility company. You'll be in control of your energy costs and will save lots of money. Go green with All Energy Solar. Book your appointment today at allenergysolar.com.
Preparation. It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Hear that? Sounds like sizzling bacon, right? Trust me, it looks like bacon too, only it's not. It's Johnsonville Sausage Strips. Strips of sausage in amazing flavors like maple and chorizo. You're probably thinking, well, where do I get my hands on this meaty miracle? At the grocery store, by the bacon. Even though it's sausage.
Whoa.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the big win, is pumping out the winners with a 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. The wins are here to stay. And have you heard about the recent million-dollar winners? That's right. During the month of June, two lucky guests won $1.3 and $1 million jackpots alike. What are you waiting for? Come get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
It's the Badgers and Notre Dame on Saturday down in Chicago. First time since 1964 that these two teams face. No, neither the head coach nor I old enough to really remember much of that game. Paul Brian Kelly, when he was asked about your team, your teams, he taught it was, you know, glowing in the respect that he has for you and Wisconsin's identity. And does Notre Dame, as you, I mean, you played them a couple times, obviously, in your time. Is there an identity that stands out to you about, that's such a broad-based question, but when you think Notre Dame, you think of what on the field?
Well, I think, you know, certainly kind of a combination, and Brian was there, you know, when we played them, and you think of a combination of, you know, I think they've always had really talented, good football players, but I think really well coached. And so that combination is always, to me, that's what you want, right? If you have good players that are well coached and then go out, and there's certainly a confidence that they have, I think they've earned it through it, you know, and it was doing something earlier, and you just talk about the sustained success that they've really had, you know, for so long. Obviously, we all know any college football fan, maybe even if you're not a college football fan, you understand, you know, the history of Notre Dame football. But I think, you know, there's some places that just live in the history, and I give them full credit for continuing to build upon that history.
Take a look at it. Obviously, it is working with the quarterbacks here, looking at Notre Dame's defense. They have new coordinator, Marcus Freeman, very good reputation, good work with Luke Fickell at Cincinnati. How would you best describe what they're doing on the defensive side right now?
Yeah, he is a very well-respected coach, and you can see enough. I think they've got a good defensive staff, and so you've got a kind of combination and kind of what you saw some things when you watched last year as you're preparing it in the summer, and then some different wrinkles. But I think what they do a good job of is they're going to give you – certainly they have a base defense to them, and it's to me it's pretty smart in that it kind of can handle a lot of different formations, and you kind of see that's their starting point. But I think they do a really good job of then off of that creating a lot of different looks, and depending on personnel that you have on the field or the formations that you have, and then a really good and effective pressure package out of it. And along with that, they do a number of different ways to kind of show a lot of different coverages. And yet when you come back to it, you kind of see that they're just playing this, but they're getting to it a lot of different ways. And so I think there can be a lot of distractions initially. If you just throw on the film, you see a lot of different things as you study it. Okay, it starts to make sense, and that's where I think our players have done a good job of kind of understanding, all right, this is who they are, and that's one part of it. But now you got to go and you got to go play, and you're playing against really good players, and that's why each week there's a challenge. Whether it's offensively, defensively, special teams, it's kind of the match of the schematics, and you'd like to, say you can simulate it as best as you can in a practice situation with your scout team. But you're talking about young kids that are doing it for the really, okay, Monday we're going to talk about it, Tuesday we're going to do it, Wednesday we're going to do it, and it's done. They have all training camp, spring ball, so I think adjusting to it, and that's when we talk about the speed of the game. But I think it's just a good combination of a really good sound scheme, but can give you a lot of different looks.
I give Graham Mertz a lot of credit because I was watching him Monday when he was available to the media, and he knew all the questions that were coming. He knew there's the obvious storyline. Right. It becomes a little low-hanging fruit after a while. I don't know what he's supposed to say. He said the right things. He's not playing against, Jack Cohn's not defending him. He's been around a little bit, but he's still fairly young. Is it worth reminding him just, hey, go play. Worry about what you're doing, what your teammates are doing on offense. Let all the other stuff people will do or say what they will.
Yeah, I think with all of this, that if you're changing your message each week, then they can hear it. But that has kind of been the constant message throughout really their time. I believe that strongly, that you focus on the things that you control. You focus on your approach and how you play. And now you have to be aware of who you're going up against. I don't care whether it's offense, defense, special teams, but it all, you have the most impact and most effect on yourself. And you control how you approach it, how you see it, how we teach it, how we learn it, and then you go play. And it still is. That's what gets lost sometimes, and you got to make sure you keep bringing them back to it. It still is playing a game. And I think, there is an obvious, right? And Jack is a guy that, was close, well-respected. Guys liked him on this team. I liked him. Coaches liked him. But it is Wisconsin versus Notre Dame. That's a reality, and maybe it's what you're supposed to say, but that's the truth, and whether it's just Graham we're talking about or anybody, it's about playing the game. And are you prepared to play it? And then you go out and you get to play it. And that's the best part of this whole thing. There's a lot of time you spend working for these opportunities, and now you just want to maximize that opportunity by truly putting yourself all in and playing.
And finally, kickoff time is approaching. That's Badgers head coach Paul Christ. Stay with us. We have more to come. We'll check in with outside linebacker Noah Burks in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger fans, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Pizza. The fall football feast was invented with Brewpub lots and lots of pizzas in mind. Friends over, the game on, and a load of Brewpub pizza deliciousness is in the oven. So much award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, premium meat and veggie toppings over a bold, dynamic sauce. Brewpub lots and lots of pizzas are a favorite across the board. Whatever the day, whatever the meal, you can't go wrong with a Brewpub pizza. Check us out at your local grocery store and on social media at Brewpub Pizza. Brewpub Pizza, the ingredients for a great time.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hey Badger fans, when it's game time around here, the go-to truck is none other than the legendary Chevy Silverado, when only the strongest, most advanced will do. From horsepower to towing to torque, it tackles the toughest jobs with aggressive capability, offering technology that keeps you connected, whether you're on the road or tailgating at your favorite spot. See your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, and make sure to visit BadgerlandChevy.com today.
Yes, it's the sound of bacon sizzling. Good start for this radio ad, huh? Only this isn't a bacon ad. This is a sausage ad. For Johnsonville sausage strips. Strips of sausage in amazing flavors like maple and chorizo. So now, your BLT just became an SLT. And your bacon cheeseburger just became a chorizo cheeseburger. Blowing your mind yet? Find Johnsonville sausage strips by the bacon. Even though they're sausage.
Whoa.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Teamwork and drive for success. Cornerstones in every great organization. When it comes to investment and retirement planning, Annex Wealth Management brings it. As a fee-only fiduciary, our focus is solely on the best interest of our clients, not selling products and generating commissions. Annex Wealth Management is a four-time member of the Financial Times 300, a Barron's top advisor, and a Wisconsin-based partner with offices throughout the Badgerland. Learn more at AnnexWealth.com, where you can click the Get Started button today for a free portfolio analysis. Know the difference with Annex Wealth Management.
We continue with the Paul Chryst Show, and this is the portion of the program we turn to one of Coach Chryst's players, and today it's super senior outside linebacker Noah Burks from Carmel, Indiana, suburb of Indianapolis, and said he grew up watching some Notre Dame football as a young guy, as his defense continues to play really well for the Badgers in the early stages of this season. Had a chance to catch up with Noah earlier this week.
Seemed a little early for a bye from your perspective. That, I mean, you have to embrace it whenever it is. Make the most out of it. Normally, I guess in a perfect world, it'd be 5-6 weeks into a season, but I guess you're still able to take advantage of the opportunity last week?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always nice to have a bye week. You know, it works because we just had a long camp. You know, we got our first 2 weeks in. I think ideally you would like it later, but, you know, that's, you can't control that. So, you know, we had a nice little couple work days, you know, last week, and then had a little bit of time off, but you know, the biggest thing about the bye week is you can't lose your edge when you show back up for the next week. You know, guys can't, you know, take too much off or they're not ready to go and they're not dialed in for the preparation that comes next week. So that was the big challenge to us. And, you know, I think we attacked the day-to-day and we got to continue attacking this week really hard.
Yep. And then knowing what lies ahead, it probably makes it a little more manageable to not lose your edge. Being from the state, how much Notre Dame football did you watch growing up, and what does a game like this mean to you?
Yeah, I watched a lot of Notre Dame football growing up. My grandpa was a huge Notre Dame fan, so that was kind of, you know, partially my team growing up a little bit. I went to, you know, a few games, and, you know, Notre Dame, just kind of such a historic place, you know, such a cool place, and, you know, over in South Bend, Indiana, I don't want to put this. It's just, you know, it's just a great place. Great history. I'm really excited to play against them. I was really looking forward to getting our game against them last year at Lambeau. And I was pretty heartbroken that we didn't get that opportunity. So the fact that we have this one again this year, I'm super pumped.
As you look, we'll get to a couple of Notre Dame questions in a moment, but your defense, I think you guys always set a really high bar through the first two games. It's been really good. Has it been what you thought it would be? And where do you guys think you could still get better?
Yeah, I mean, we always have areas to improve. I think right now our run defense is what's been like really solid. So we got to continue growing there and continue shutting down the runs on teams. You know, that's what we always try and do is Wisconsin football. And I think we just got to continue growing. You know, we need to start making turnovers. You know, we haven't had any turnovers yet in our first two games. So that's going to be a big emphasis. And then, you know, just coverage and getting after the passer, always going to be big parts of the game plan and what we strive to do as a D. And that's stuff that we got to get better at.
Ask you about Jack in a minute, but it looks like he's got some really good weapons around him. Both running backs they'll throw to, really good tight end. Is that among, are those among the things that jump out to you as you start to look at them a little closer now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think obviously your tight end, he's a really big target for Jack, and he's a really great player. So, you know, being alert where he is, and then I'd probably say that their running backs are the best players they got on the team. Those guys are very, very good at everything and really great athletes. So keeping them, like, intact is going to be a big thing for us, knowing where they are and, you know, knowing what coverage Coach Leonard is going to give us to stop them. It's definitely going to be a big part. And then, again, even when they're just running the ball, they're so patient, they're so shifty when they're in the box and they can hit holes. So we're going to have to be great tacklers when we're inside as well.
You all know the storyline of this, but you know Jack well. Jack knows you well. Has there been anything watching him that you go, wow, I didn't know that? Or is it pretty much the Jack that you were used to seeing in his time?
Yeah, you know, I think it's pretty much the Jack that we're used to seeing. I mean, Jack's a really good quarterback, and he's already done some really good things with them. It was definitely pretty weird seeing him that first game, like in the Notre Dame uniform out there. But, you know, we're always so happy for him. And I thought he was spinning the rock really well. So, you know, if he's continued to grow on that, I think that's an area where I think I've seen a little more out of him. But overall, it's just the same Jack. He's going to be a really good quarterback, really good leader. So you always got to be prepared. And, yeah.
Yeah, General, I'm here to wrap up. We all were kind of wondering what the atmosphere would be like these first couple of games, and it's been really good, and it'll be more of the same with Notre Dame. Has that been a little bit of a readjustment for you with communications and all of that? I mean, it's a good problem, I guess, but it's definitely been a little bit different than the canned crowd noise, right?
Yeah, no, it's the best problem to have, you know, finally having fans back. It's kind of funny because I think our second play against Penn State, we had to call a timeout because we couldn't get the communication across the board, so... I think there was definitely a little bit of adjustment there, you know, because even as a defense, we've been talking so much on the field, you know, last year during camp, that now when the crowd noise is in effect, it's, you know, a little less talking and more on guys to know their responsibilities. So, yeah, but it really is the best problem to have. Having the fans back has been amazing, and they've done such a great job, you know, being loud and supporting us.
Comments from Badgers outside linebacker Noah Burke. Stay with us. More to come. We'll check in with Mike Lucas in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
The game changer, the momentum swinger, the event that changes everything. No, we're not talking about a game-saving play. We're talking about saving lives. The opportunity to do something truly remarkable by registering to be an organ and tissue donor. In Wisconsin alone, there are thousands of people waiting for life-changing transplants, and you can help. To learn more, visit heroicdeed.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, welcome back to Camp Randall and the Kohl Center, where we come together to celebrate our favorite teams. To celebrate, American Family Insurance wants to give you an unforgettable Badger experience, including sideline passes, tours, exclusive swag, and more. Head over to amfam.com/badgers to enter today. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Good Foods Group is celebrating the Wisconsin Badgers football season by continuing the Sack Hunger campaign, making a contribution to Brighter Bites for each sack by the Badgers. As a family-owned and Wisconsin-based company, Good Foods uses fresh ingredients to make delicious guacamole, salsa, and dips. You can sack hunger with game day goodness by picking up Good Foods guacs made with perfectly ripe, hand-scooped avocados at your local Target, Pick and Save, or via Instacart, or online at shop.goodfoods.com.
Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
It starts with a call. With one call, you can start seeing your future more clearly. If your financial picture is cloudy because you're getting conflicting tax, investment, and estate planning advice, help is a call or a click away. Annex Wealth Management's team works to get your investment plan in line with your tax plan and your estate plan. Build confidence with one team working to create one comprehensive plan as a fee-only fiduciary. Annex Wealth Management. One team, one plan, one fee. AnnexWealth.com.
We continue with the Paul Chris Show, joined now by Mike Lucas. Mike, we've had the privilege of being around a lot of big game atmospheres. This one, I don't know, to me it still feels different because they haven't played Notre Dame in 57 years. And, you know, it's a matchup that Barry Alvarez and Jack Swarbrick, the AD at Notre Dame, they worked on this for a long, long time. It feels a little different to me. Does it feel a little different to you?
No, I'm with you on that. I think when this game was originally scheduled to be played at Lambeau Field, I was hoping, and many people were hoping, maybe wishful thinking, that we'd have the same type of environment as Wisconsin-LSU, because that was such a smash hit that it was worth trying again and getting the venues involved. As it is, I'm kind of excited to go to Soldier Field because of all the history there. And the program Notre Dame, the brand Notre Dame, is so huge, so big. If you're not a little bit intrigued by this matchup, then there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, I think the national intrigue of this game is very obvious with ESPN and Fox having their pregame shows in Chicago, so on and so forth. I think with both teams being ranked as they are, it's a sign of respect for both programs, I think, that writers and coaches across the country have. But I think maybe it's fair to say they're both still trying to figure out how good they are, which is not unusual, but you figure that both sides have a lot more to give than what they've shown so far.
Very true, and it's a fair assessment in both cases. Even though Wisconsin opened up the season with a Big Ten opponent, a brand school in Penn State, and to a lesser degree, Notre Dame opening with Florida State, they're still trying to figure out their identity. I'm talking with some of the players this past week. They haven't established it yet, especially on offense. They understand what the defense is all about, and I think we've already answered some questions about how good Wisconsin's defense can be. But what about the offense? Where can they take it next, and how much better can they be? I don't know yet. I don't know if you do. I don't know that Paul Chris does yet. And those are some of the questions that will start being answered, not only with Notre Dame, but the following week with Michigan. I think these two games could be real tells.
Yeah, no doubt. This is a heck of a stretch that the Badgers are in now. 10 straight, hopefully 11. If things go right, then they could get to the Big Ten championship game. Speaking of Michigan, you know, looking ahead, they've got Rutgers coming up. Rutgers off to a very nice start for Greg Schiano. I guess one of the national questions that people have about Michigan is, are you in with them yet? And maybe that's still to be determined, but they're doing what they need to do here in a pretty convincing way.
Now, Harbaugh had an interesting offseason. He changed his staff a little bit, and it looks like philosophically they're really going to go 100% on the run and see if they can establish that first. The quarterback, McNamara, is not bad. I'm curious to see where they will be when they come to Camp Randall Stadium, because the expectation level is always so high for that program. And even with some of the disappointments and disappointment, quote unquote, compared to that school with other schools is much different, but they've been disappointed with Harbaugh and the progress that he's made, and so has he. So where are they now in that development? I think they're better than we saw, obviously, last year. And we talked, Matt, about an identity. Their identity is running the football now, and which I think is something that he's going to try to carry through the entire season and let that quarterback feel a little bit more comfortable about his role.
Yeah, speaking of running the ball, Michigan State, and I bring Michigan State up because, well, the Badgers don't have him on the schedule here in the regular season, but
you know, our old friend Mel Tucker doing a nice job in his second year. They've been lighting up the scoreboard with a running back who's doing some big time. I know it's early in the year, but he's caught a lot of people's attention.
I remember just getting ready for Wake Forest in the bowl game last year. I had done some background on Wake and their running back Kenneth Walker, and he didn't play against the Badgers, but man, has he put up some early numbers for Mel Tucker. And he's Mel assessed his personnel that he inherited and decided, I have to just open my arms to transfers. And that's what he's done. And it seems like they're more spirited. It's his way of trying to change the culture at Michigan State from where it had been. Mark D'Antonio took it to the highest of highs, but then it had sunk and fallen off. And now he's trying to regenerate with players who might be there only 1 or 2 years, but he feels that'll allow him to get his recruiting under control. I like what they've done so far. And we both talked about it in the past. Beating Miami of Florida is not the same as it was many years ago. And I think you got to keep that in consideration. Keep it in context. That's not the same Miami, and it hasn't been for a long time.
Yeah, you agree. No, I agree with that. You know, I think there's that narrative. Folks who cover college football want Miami to be really good. They want Texas to be really good, USC, so on and so forth. And it doesn't always turn out that way. The final thought here, Mike, we're, again, really early in the season. But I'm wondering if we're seeing some pretty decent depth, at least potentially really good depth in the conference. And I say that because of Penn State. You know, they had the whiteout, that unbelievable atmosphere in State College. They beat an Auburn team that, you know, is a good Auburn. You know, I don't think they're the top three maybe in the SEC, but it was a spotlight game. We've just talked about Michigan and Michigan State. We'd like to think the Badgers will be in the mix. Ohio State's still trying to figure out some things, but this might – maybe, I don't know if it's wishful thinking, but there's some evidence to suggest that there could be a little more depth to the conference than what we've seen in recent years.
Well, I'm again with you, and I've had the same feelings and thoughts, but more so than ever after Oregon beat Ohio State, because mm-hmm. then you start thinking about depth. Someone beats the Buckeyes, then you feel like it opens the door for those other programs, because until you can do that, until you can beat Ohio State or play with Ohio State, it's going to be status quo. But I like what Penn State has shown so far this year. And I was uncertain about them coming in. And it's a game that still I think Wisconsin should have won. But they didn't. And I think that Penn State defense will keep them close in a lot of games.
Yeah, but one of the topics this week, too, du jour has been the targeting penalties. We've seen a lot of them already. You know, Paul Chryst, as you would imagine, kind of toes the line on it, understands the big picture. Is it a pipe dream to think that we would ever go tier one, tier two in football, similar to what we do in basketball, flagrant one, flagrant two? It seems like a logical step. Do you think we'll see it?
Yeah, but it's been brought up before and it hasn't gone anyplace. Mm-hmm. So I kind of question about the future of that. I'm all for it. And I think most people who watch the game, at least from the outside looking in, are for it. But it doesn't seem to have gotten a lot of momentum within the game itself. Mm-hmm. It's very frustrating. Jim Leonard talked about it this week, about you hold your breath on collisions now. You have to wait a second because you're not sure how it's going to be viewed or evaluated, and that makes it tough. The penalty makes it so tough when a player is ejected. It doesn't seem fair.
No, you're right.
And we're all about safety. I want to get the head up and get that type of collision out. But to kick a player out, that's a totally different storyline.
Yeah, and I think, too, people who watch the game closely, there are just certain situations where you would have to ask yourself, what's the defensive player supposed to do? You can common sense could tell you the difference between really launching into someone or you know, lowering your head and hitting the guy with the crown of the helmet and other bang-bang plays. It's a tough ejection. It'll be interesting to see in the coming years. Knock on wood, we'll be free of that this week in Chicago. He's Mike Lucas. We'll take a break back to wrap things up. Just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WEA member benefits. WEAC and the Wisconsin Badgers are teaming up all season long to showcase and thank Wisconsin's public school educators and staff for the great work they do in our communities, improving public education and the lives of our students. Badger fans can submit nominations for our outstanding educators at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. WEAC, we teach, we inspire. And WEA member benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah. He was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Let's check out other games going on in the Big Ten this week. Other conference games that will be taking place. Michigan and Rutgers at the Big House. Both teams off to 3-0 starts. Wolverines have looked very impressive here in the early going. Illinois, which lost on a last-second field goal last week to the Maryland Terrapins. Brett Bielema's team hits the road. They make the bus ride to West Lafayette to take on the Boilermakers, who, as we mentioned, took Notre Dame well into the fourth quarter before the Irish pulled away. Michigan State, Mel Tucker's team, 3-0 and putting up a lot of points. They have looked very impressive. A convincing win against Miami down in South Florida last week against Scott Frost and the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Nebraska played Oklahoma very well last week in Norman, but the Huskers 2-up and 2-down here to start the season. Michigan State, as we mentioned, 3-0. Non-conference games, Penn State at home against Villanova. Minnesota will host Bowling Green. Northwestern will try to get back on track, taking on the Ohio Bobcats. Iowa, fifth-ranked Hawkeyes, squaring off against Colorado State. Maryland is against Kent State. Sean Lewis, of course, the former Badger, the head coach of the Golden Flashes. Ohio State taking on the Akron Zips. And Indiana will take on Western Kentucky on Saturday night. Our coverage on Saturday morning from Chicago will begin at 9 a.m. Kickoff for the Badgers and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish set for 11:05 Central Time. The first meeting between these two teams in 57 years. We will talk to you on Saturday morning in Chicago. For Dave McCann, our engineer, I'm Matt LePay. Talk to you Saturday for the Badgers and the Irish on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This has been the Paul Crist Radio Show, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Odyssey Greek Yogurt, made in Wisconsin, for Wisconsin. And by the Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors, building Wisconsin together.com. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.